Good Friday morning. How's it going? Daily Weathered View. Brought to you by the guys that bring you the weather report every Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on YouTube and Rumble. Podcast drops Monday morning at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. For those of you that live on that right coast. And we do this podcast every day, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., actually Monday through Friday, on my commute to work. I have about anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour to work, depending on the traffic here in good old Bay Area, California. It's a Friday today. I think I already said that. We're brought to you by Horrible Designs, Mad K Studio, Apex Music System, and the Music Making Sense podcast. Go check those out. Go give those guys some business because they work hard for me. Those guys are always on the ball and always giving me advice, always doing all that good stuff. We all work together to make each other's lives just a little bit better every day. We are here, and Harkos has made it into the space first today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I won the prize.
Been up all night, huh?
No. No, I was only up until like 1:30 or so. So.
Damn, man, I can't do that, dude. As a young guy, I used to be able to stay up till, you know, freaking 1, 2 in the morning all the time. Get up in a couple hours and go to work and stuff like that, man. I can get old, dude. It's like 8 o'clock now.
No, I have a hard time doing it as well too. It's just that, you know, I guess I gotta fucking do, and then like I get stuck doing it, and then next thing I know, it's hours and hours have went by, and I'm like, fuck.
Here I am.
Yeah.
I've done that stuff before too, man. How's it going today?
It's going all right, man. Going all right. Pretty standard situation today. Just work, and a little bit of work.
Yeah, I would ask you how your weekend's going to go, but I know what your answer is. So you work all weekend, you work all week, and you know, no days off for the weekend over there, man.
No, I never really take a full day off and just sit around and watch TV or nothing. I mean, unless I'm sick, then I'm sleeping most of the day. So there's that. Yeah. But
yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. No, I'm always working on stuff because, I mean, you know, the thing is that my life is not where I want it to be. And I have places I want it to be. And so I'm just going to work until I get it there. And, you know, sometimes I'll take like an evening off instead of working, even though I have stuff I need to do. I'll just be like, you know what? Fuck yeah. I just want to lay here and watch TV for a few hours. Yeah. And then I'll do that, you know, but like, I won't take whole days, you know, like there's a lot of people who are like, man, I don't like my situation. And then like, they're not working because it's Sunday. Like they're not working on anything at all. They're like, you know, I understand going and hanging out with family and stuff like that, you know, and I do that as well. But it's like, you know, taking a whole day to, oh shit, there you go. Is it a white Bronco?
No, it's a fucking minivan.
Oh, yeah.
Old ass motherfucker. You're going to die soon anyways, bud. So check your fucking attitude, bitch.
Yeah, you tell them.
Wow, people. God, go suck a fucking dick, cocksucker.
Old people in minivans today, huh?
Oh, yeah, these fucking minivans. Fucking soccer mom wannabe. Fucking cock sucking motherfucker, donkey dick fuck.
Hey, happy Friday.
Yeah. Way to start the fucking morning cut in front of me, you fucking old, wrinkly ass, bald motherfucker.
I'm glad I'm not wrinkly and bald. I'm like an old person right now.
All right, I'm off my soapbox now.
All right. I'll reply back to Arcos. It's just like, yeah, the only day that I really take off and it's just a couple hours is Monday when I get home from work, because after the week, I mean, I work all through the weekend too. And yeah, there's times I'll take, you know, a couple hours off and watch some TV. The Masters is on this weekend, so I'll probably, you know, in and out of my chores that I'm doing around the house and the gardening and stuff like that, I'll sit down for,
you vanish,
you know, 20 minutes or so, you know, watch a little Masters, get caught up. A baseball game's on, I'll sit down for 10, 15 minutes, kind of catch up on the baseball game and stuff like that. But basically, you know, I got my laptop in front of me, or I'm doing some content out in the garden, or, you know, I'm doing my walk and, you know, working out, you know, like you say, working out, you got some workout time you got to get into and all that stuff. And I do have a little time for family, you know, sometimes the wife wants to go somewhere, but for the most part, Monday evenings are my day off, and it's just, you know, to decompress from everything I've done, you know, all week. So, because you have, yeah, to have a little bit of, yeah, decompression, I mean, time.
I got my sections of day and stuff like that that I do different things, you know, because Mondays are my day with my kids as well too, when none of us have work. And so in the evening, after they get off of school, they just kind of hang out and, you know, play some video games and go eat and shit like that. But like, even still, like when they get home from school, they'll just go and like just chill in their room for like an hour. And so, you know, I'll still be like working on some stuff or whatever that I was working on while they were at school or something. And then, yeah, I mean, you know, like I'm always trying to work on something. If it's not something around the house with the garden or something else, then it's, you know, it's anything. You know, I don't waste time. Like wasting time is,
we're going, I lost both of you
it's
guys.
For the poor.
Yeah, there we are.
Yeah, you keep going in and out, so.
But maybe it's my stupid freaking place around here. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, no, the wasting time is for the poor.
Yeah. We're all back.
Yeah. But in my opinion, wasting time is just for the poor, you know, and if you're a poor person, well, it's because you waste your time and you waste your money and you waste your energy. So fix it.
Because you said something interesting. You said something interesting at the start. You said, I'm not where I want to be. And that's fucking important, because most people don't say that. You know, most people say that they're not where they want to be, that they don't want to put the time in to be where they want to be. They just want to keep, you know, keep grinding that that same wheel that they're grinding, hoping that at the end of that there's some kind of magical rainbow that shits wealth out on them, you know. Yeah. And you can't do that. What you got to do is you got to realize that you're not where you want to be, and you keep educating yourself, keep putting the work in, and things like that. At least try and do something to make your life better, make your life better for your kids, your family, and your community all the way around. And people that just don't do that I don't understand the mentality. Like, I don't mind going to a baseball game or a concert or something like that, but I've got people that do that shit like every weekend. They're out doing something, which is cool. I mean, if that's your lifestyle and if you're where you want to be, yeah, sure, go ahead and do that. But if you're not where you want to be, and you're just out there, you know, going to the beach today, spend the whole day at the beach, and I'm going to go to the concert later on and stuff like that. You do that like on a weekly, you know, every week basis, you know, vacations all the time. I mean, dude, I take one serious vacation a year. That's going fishing with my buddies for a couple of days after Labor Day. And that's a tradition that we do. Other than that, my vacations are very sporadic. You know, there's sometimes I take my wife camping for a couple of days and I'm just itching to get back home to go back to work. But I mean, and you know, work on my own thing, not working on my 9-to-5. But I do enjoy that time. But it's, you know, I don't take like these vacations to freaking Cabo and fucking Hawaii and stuff like that. Now I've been there before, and that's all special stuff. But I have people that do this stuff all the time, you know. And you know, maybe some of these guys that do that, you know, they're where they want to be. But I'm not where I want to be yet, so I'm gonna keep my nose to the grindstone and keep doing it. So
yeah,
I can understand that.
Yeah. Same here. I know people who like go to cabins every single fucking weekend, and then they complain they have no money. It's like, well, duh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like that. It's like that kid that came out with that viral video this last week about, I can't afford nothing. I make good money and blah blah blah, and I still can't afford it. And blah blah blah. You know, how in the hell is people supposed to feed? Blah blah blah. You know, and he's just. I guess it went viral. But my question to him would have been like, okay, so what's your lifestyle really like?
Yeah,
making good money. And you can't afford to make it out there. And we're going to get into a subject one of these days. We'll have a whole show about it, about whether kids can make it these days. But if you're making good money, I mean, what kind of phone do you have? What kind of, you go out to lunch every day? You know, what's your lifestyle beyond just not being able to afford a freaking apartment since you're paying all this exorbitant money for an apartment and stuff? Where do you live? What area of the country do you live? And if you can't make it, why aren't you moving? You know, that would be some of the questions that I would be answering, you know, asking that kid that came out with that video, because like I said, we'll have a whole show on that subject. But that's just kind of the mentality sometimes that I see going around of these people that say that they can't afford this and they can't afford that, but they're really not doing anything to help themselves or better themselves to get out of the 9-to-5 grind. You know, that's just my opinion. Oh, I'm full of opinions. I'm full of shit. I'm full of everything.
So am I.
So, in the news, OJ. You know who OJ is. Everybody know who OJ is? OJ yep. Simpson. OJ Simpson, yeah. He passed away of cancer at 76. He died without finding his wife's killers. So I don't know if Harkos is familiar with OJ Simpson. He's a little bit younger than Tooth, but maybe he does. Harkos, you remember OJ Simpson? We lost Harkos. That's what we did.
Yeah, OJ Simpson was a famous basketball player that had a lot of home runs.
Can you remember OJ Simpson? Yeah. Or can we even hear you?
Yeah,
there you go.
The best goalie the NHS ever had.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And when he was playing basketball and before he became known for the most amount of home runs, he was the best goalie that ever existed.
Where would I be without you idiots on the other side of the fucking world?
you'd be watching soccer with the rest of the you'd be watching soccer with the rest of the Boston Bruins. Someone's got an echo.
Oh, hey, the popo is pulling over somebody in the commute lane. Glad I'm not in the commute lane today.
There you go.
Look at that guy, sad sucker. You're going to have a bad Friday. Hope you don't have a warrant out for your arrest. You're going to jail for the weekend. Anyway.
Is he white?
Anyway. Who?
The guy that's got pulled over. Because if he's white, he's going to jail. If he's not white, he's not going to jail.
They take him to the
station, and they arraign him there or whatever. And then they give him food and an EBD card. With
no, that's not what they did to me, dude. That's,
well, you're
that,
a white guy.
That's not what they
you're
did to me.
You're a white guy. McGee. You know,
no, what they did to me is they pull me over and they look at me and they go like, I know you. And I go like, great. You fucking know me. And they go like, yeah, yeah, you're going to have a long weekend.
See, that's why you got to do what I do. Get one of those Asian women face masks that looks very, very real. And I only wear that when I drive. They don't.
Oh,
they
gotcha.
Pull over Asian women. So that's how I do
there
it.
There you
so
go.
There's the trick.
There you
More
go.
Tips and tricks about how not to get pulled over and get tickets by Asian women.
He decided not to pull anybody over because he turned his lights off. So it was here we go. It's an accident. That's what it is. Trying to get up to the accident.
Probably an Asian
there woman. There it is. Yep. They go, oh, fucking axle hanging out of this guy's freaking truck.
Ooh, that's fun.
Oh, I wish I had to find. Oh yeah, the whole axle. His axle's like 2 feet off the side of his truck. That ain't
are
good.
You
that,
saying
that?
That
yeah, that, that'll.
Are you
that'll,
saying like as he was driving his axle rose?
So axle's hanging out of his truck. Is he?
Yeah.
Is he saying?
That's what it looks like.
Welcome to the jungle.
That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. Yeah, his axle's hanging out, yep. hanging off the side of his truck. It's still connected.
Is he saying?
Yeah, he's not gonna have a good day. He's not gonna have a good day because his truck's full of equipment and shit, so he's not working today. Yeah, that kind of.
Well,
sucks.
Welcome to the jungle.
Yeah, whatever. Welcome to the jungle, baby. So anyway, so anybody got any instances on what they, you know, condolences they want to throw to
yes,
OJ?
Yes, if OJ, I'm just going to say this, and this has been out there online already, but the exact first thing I thought yesterday morning when I heard that OJ had died is like, if that funeral procession ain't led by a fucking 94 Bronco followed by police, there's a humongous missed opportunity for hilarity. Yeah, you know, the whole OJ thing, that trial was, it was really the first, like, super show trial in the modern era, you know? I mean, it was a show trial. Maybe he did it, maybe he did it. Frankly, I hate to say this, I just don't give a shit whether he did it or didn't do it. He proved the rest of his life was just, he's just a dirtbag. And the obsession over that case... What it did to – I remember what I was thinking back then because I was in my 20s, and I was like, why do people give so much of a shit about this that that's only the only thing you're going to hear about? I mean, the cable news networks were pretty new back then, and they were just wall-to-wall OJ, this and that. Why do people – I mean, it's an interesting story. You know, I mean, I get that. It's an interesting news story. I had an interest in it, you know, hearing about it. Wow, this is, you know, here are these people that have everything in the world, and they're still, you know, they're still a bunch of fuckers. And – but why is it – what is it in the psyche of the American people that we had to just, like, make this the biggest story ever? And still, I mean, like, now we're talking about it. And I just – you know, in a world where everyone has it so good – you get something like this, it happens. This has been happening since the beginning of time. Freaking Cain killed his brother Abel, for crying out loud. And,
right.
You know, why does this get such a big story? What's the matter with our society? So that's where I started to really see the kinks in our society of just, oh, you know, because the race thing came up. The, you know, look what it
made. Yeah.
I mean, the Kardashians came out of that trial. We wouldn't know who the Kardashians were if it wasn't for that trial.
Exactly.
You know, so the all,
that was when Bruce Jenner was still. That was when Bruce was still Bruce.
Right, right. He wasn't. Bruce, he wasn't. He wasn't as good looking back then. But you know, but kind of a manly looking chick then. It was kind of an athletic girl, kind of a tomboy, I guess you'd say. But you know, how do you, you know. What do you guys think? I mean, what happened to society that got to be like the most important story?
It was such a brutal crime scene because I saw, you know, I was kind of into it and stuff like that. And I looked at the crime scene photos and stuff like that.
Yeah, they were brutal.
He damn near cut her head off.
Right.
I mean, that's how deep of a cut that he made. Because I'm going to say right out, he's guilty. He cut Nicole Brown Simpson's neck so much that it was hanging off of her body. Not just a slash across the throat.
Right, right.
But a cut like you were dismembering a deer. And right. And her boyfriend, Ron Goldman, the same way, just stabbed multiple times. And just the brutality of what happened was what fascinated me. And beyond that, beyond what he did, it was just surprising of a guy that just had everything. He had
the juice.
He had everything.
It was the juice.
And he had the typical, you know, Hollywood star lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, he had Nicole Brown Simpson, and both of them were fucking around on each other, and they just had that perfect fucking Hollywood life, if you want to call that perfect. But I mean, that's what he did. I mean, you know, he fucked around. She fucked around. They both had this lifestyle where they were, you know, sharing their kids and you know, going out and doing things, and you know, who knows what's going on behind closed doors. But I mean, that's the lifestyle of the rich and famous and the Hollywood elite. and that's what they do. And for some reason, something snapped there, especially in OJ, because I don't see Nicole Brown Simpson even defending herself with anything else but her nails. And it was just, like I said, it was the brutality of the murder that really got me in there. And then when, that's what captured my attention. Now, whether it should be, 365, 24/7 fucking coverage like the cable news channels did, who knows, Nancy Grace came up out of there, and stuff like that. Yep. So,
I think it was just, and you were in California, so maybe this was part of it. This is also my theory. We just came off of the riots, the riots,
the LA riots.
The LA riots. We kind of just came off of that. And I remember a lot of talk being, if we convict this guy, the city's going to burn. And people were saying that. If you remember, there were people standing out in front of the courthouse.
Yeah, Rodney King.
Yeah,
Rodney King.
The Rodney King stuff, and they were saying. So, I mean, it's been well documented that the majority of the jury was like, "Oh, he did it. There's no fucking question." But all you need to have a unanimous. It needs to be unanimous in that situation, which I think is the way it should.
And that's it.
But it was.
And that to me. The Rodney King was the beginning of what we're actually seeing now.
I agree.
With George Floyd. George Floyd is a direct result of Rodney King.
Absolutely.
Because before that, there was really nothing. I mean, there was really, to tell you the truth, race relations were as they were. And I think that, I don't think that racism is such an in-your-face subject as they claim it to be. So
well, the people call
me racist if you want.
Racist. You got a generation of people that never really saw the hardcore racism that there was, was hardcore racism. There is still people that are hardcore racists, but instead of being out front now, they're kind of sitting in the back saying, "I better not say shit because now I'm going to get throttled." Which is what you want, because you're never gonna get rid of racism ever. There's nothing you can do, but you can get it out of the mainstream, and that's what, now it's been pushed back down. People say, "What about the KKK?" I'm like, "What the fuck, KKK?"
Speaking of racism, nothing.
Ken.
Yeah, speaking of racism,
yes,
Ken, you're fucking wrong.
I thought I was wrong once, but I was mistaken.
No, you're fucking wrong.
I get tired
wrong.
Of being well, right sometimes.
You're fucking wrong. You're wrong.
You better listen. You better listen to Jason today. You better listen to Jason.
Oh yeah.
Jason went off on a tirade when he came on. came on. He's getting pretty bold. He can carry the show now. So I'm almost certain that I can miss a day now, and you guys can go on by your own.
Oh yeah.
But
some old wrinkly old motherfucker, soccer mom wannabe. Cocksucker cut me off and I almost ran into them. They had a minivan, so of course it's a soccer mom wannabe. Dude is probably like 90, like 109 or something like that, driving around. It's like, yeah.
Well, speaking of racism, because we ended on racism, that the Masters, the golf tournament, the Masters this weekend.
Ew.
And, ironically, in Georgia, Augusta, Georgia, and typically called the Masters Tournament. And those of you who love golf, I love golf. I'll be tuning in and out of there just to see what's going on. I've got my favorite golfers, and most of them are black golfers. Thank God that they finally accepted some black golfers. But you have to be a black golfer.
Okay, so,
Bruce.
So first you were into. Sweaty old dudes wrestling around on a mat. Now you're into dudes swinging their stick around. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, I'm gay like that, dude. Don't worry about it.
Definitely is gay like that.
He likes a dimple. He likes dimple balls. That's the thing. A good dimple ball is what Bruce is really. In a wood, he likes a good wood and a double ball. I just and he still has hard time finding the hole. So
you see,
oh fuck,
yeah, sure, you guys have softballs and you were hitting it out of the park today. That's why I love you guys. You guys were able to improvise and just move forward. I love it, but yeah, I'll be.
So the guy that take, you know how you get the flag? I always wanted this in golf because, again, I'm not a sporty guy. I'm gay like that. But at the end of the at the hole, you know, you have the flag that comes out. Is the is the is if there's a guy that pulls the flag out of the hole, is he a flag it?
Is he a flag it?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm just curious.
He probably is, but
I don't
it's
know
okay.
the ways of the world.
This is what we do, guys, as we sink down into the debauchery of the day.
Can you guys hear me
trying
at all?
To get off a serious,
I can hear you.
Trying to get off a serious podcast episode and inform the people out there who are our followers that we're just like them. We're just like them. We just speak it out. We just actually speak it. You know? Most of these people that listen to our podcast, they have it repressed inside their souls. They don't dare say it out in public. So.
Bruce, remember me complaining about the post office in Illinois yesterday?
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
So I open up a ticket with the postal system, and I put in there for the post office in Chanahan or Chanahoon or whatever the fuck it's called, Illinois. I said, you know what? I sent a package out to Canada after I mailed this one out, and it's already been delivered. I said, are you guys ever going to deliver it? So
you guys are weird over there, dude. So all of a sudden all these Indian names and stuff like that you guys got for your counties, yet you don't have any Indians up there. I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, a couple.
Oh, we got two Indians up there.
Yeah, there are.
You left some around or what?
Yeah. There's some that they allowed to keep, you know, to stay around and everything like that. As long as they bred with the whites at least
California,
one time.
In California, we gave them all casinos.
So. They have casinos
around here, too.
Well, that's what they have. They're big casinos out here.
That's the only place they can have casinos on their land.
Yeah, we gave them casinos and cigarette stores. So that's kind of what their niche is.
There is a song, and if I could sing the song for you of Minnesota, it's a Minnesota anthem of the Indian.
Please don't sing the song. Don't sing the song.
It's it goes along the lines of I built a big casino up on Lake Mille Lacs. I called up my congressman and said I pay no tax. Something like that. They also sell cheap cigarettes, and you can buy dope on their place.
Oh, there you go.
We're getting canceled.
It's a fun little ditty.
How did we get here, guys? How did we get here?
No, here's the deal. I love Indian casinos. I love it because here's why. You know, people that actually could say, you know what, we were wronged and we're still kind of in this hole is the Indian population. And so when they put casinos on and they said, okay, now we can make some money, the smart tribe said, hey, this is the way to get us out of this shithole. And they did it.
Right.
And the white man came up and gave them all their money. And I'm like, I fucking love that. I think it's great.
I don't understand gambling because I learned my lesson very, very early in my life about gambling. When you're brand new married a couple of months and you go and you take your paycheck and you take off for the weekend on your wife and go and you have to explain to her why you can't pay the rent because you spent 20 minutes on a blackjack table and lost it all. You learn early that gambling is really not what you want to do. So I don't gamble. So
gambling's fun as long as you can go in saying I'm just going to pay for a few hours of good time. And it's going to cost me this much money, and then I'm done.
Yeah, I was an idiot. I was an idiot back then. I thought, you know, that I had it all figured out with 21. I was going to do. I had a system.
We've
I
all
went
been
in there.
One time or not.
And the blackjack dealer went like, "Yeah, I know your system, and you know, fuck blackjack, fuck dealers, fuck crooks." And it was that fast. 20 minutes. 20 minutes. I lost the rent. And I had to go home and tell my wife.
For me, if I'm going into a gambling place, you can drink. I'm back, but I would sit there and I'll take $20. I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna blow $20, And one time, that $20 I started with lasted me 3.5 hours. I was like, well, I want to see how long I can stretch this out. And I left with the same $20 I went in with. And for 3 hours, I drank for nothing. And it was truly a wonderful experience. Now, usually the $20 is gone in about 3.5 minutes. And I go out and go do what I'm going to do and said, oh, that was kind of fun. But yeah, yeah,
I remember my favorite game. My favorite game, you know, after I got slaughtered 21, because I actually went back and gambled a couple more times. I found out that Pai Gow is the one that actually keeps you at the table. It'll keep you there. Because all the schlebs, they play Pai Gow. They play Pai Gow because Pai Gow is pretty much an even game. Hard for the dealer to kill you and all that stuff. So they can keep you there in hopes that they can get you to go play something else, right? So
strangely enough, that's also the name that is written on the inside of my Asian lady mask.
Is that right, the Pai Gow?
Yeah, Pai Gow is her name. I go by Pai. I identify as Pai Gow when I get pulled
over. There you
go. Hello, officer. I'm very so sorry if I went too fast.
Whoa.
I don't understand my power. I was going key long.
We are so canceled.
Yep.
We are so canceled.
Yep.
Rough out round.
We do it all here.
All we right. I'm Irish. I'm an Irish oppressed American. I can make jokes like that.
Well, here we go. I got a story for you about my way home last night. And I am just fucking beside myself because it took me. Here's what's going on in San Jose, California. This is where I actually Santa Clara, but the Bay Area in itself. They have got this thing going on with the highways, and they're just upgrading the highways, sort of like what's going on in Harcos's area, where they're expanding, they're rebuilding all the bridges and interchanges and stuff like that. And they're specifically working on the airport area to get people in and out of there. Because we've got this great big mecca of building up instead of out, because they have no more room here. So you can't build out anymore, they gotta build up. So they build these big condo complexes on top of retail. And they name them these really fancy names, you know, so everybody can be all posh, and fucking, you know, drink their water with their pinky in the air and shit like that. You know, so you can
like
say, hey,
another way to drink it.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm going my old regular way home, and I know that there's been construction there, but without warning, they just shut down that off ramp. There's no off ramp there. So I'm going like, okay. I caught it enough time to turn around. I turn around. I go back another way, an alternative way that I usually go. They're starting construction there, and they actually had the bulldozers and all that stuff picking up stuff during commute time there. So my ways that I usually take, you know, kind of give me an idea on which way I want to take home, because I got 3 or 4 alternative ways. I was so deep into the one route that I had no choice but to actually take it. And I was just, I took a nice tour of what was going on in San Jose. And I hadn't been in San Jose in a while. And I started, you know, going through the streets and everything. And it is incredible the crap that they're doing with the streets and trying to get people in and out and actually trying to keep people in more than anything else. Because as they're widening streets, they're actually sectioning off the streets with these barriers and stuff to make you go one way or the other. It took me an hour and a half to get home last night, which usually only takes me about 55 minutes, maybe an hour. And it's just, oh God, the enticement of what cities are trying to do to keep.
Gotta run, guys. Talk to you later.
Go ahead, Ken. The enticement of those people that keep you in the city is destroying that mentality of people that want to stay out of the city. It's incredible. I don't know how you guys feel about it. I know that our country is going through a system where you guys are expanding at least your interstate highways, but they're doing it in regular streets here. And they're doing it purposely, like I said, to keep you in. Because most of the thing is that when they're building these 4 or 5-story complexes with retail at the bottom, and the retail at the bottom is stores and restaurants and all the stuff that you need to survive in that small little area. And they actually sell these places, man. These condos are going for like $1 million for a condo. And it's incredible. And I don't know if anybody else is there. I can hear Jason, but I can't hear Arca, so I'm not sure if he's even on.
No, I hear you.
Yeah.
He's still in.
Oh, okay. But yeah, that's what's going on. I know you guys probably don't have anything at Battleground like that, so I'm not sure how it is in Lafayette.
You're talking about big city shit, man. Like where they try to fucking box you in, and they try to make the 15-minute cities and everything like that, man. I mean,
exactly, dude. It's fucking sickening, yeah. Dude. You know, when I went through there, they detoured me into the tech section. This tech section has been tech forever, but they've been rebuilding it. And to look at that and going like, this is the land of the robotic corporate person. And it's sickening because I know some of these people, and some of these people, they just live this corporate life. There's people that come over here, and it's mostly the Chinese and the Indians that come over here, you know, the Southeast Asian Indians that come out here. And what they'll do is they've actually got a whole apartment complex for him. So they bring him here on an HB1 visa. They get him into the corporate lifestyle. They eat the corporate food. They live in the corporate buildings. And grant you, I think they live pretty well. But I mean, it's that lifestyle that they do. And they're all about the company they work for. That's it. That's the company they work for. Blah, blah, blah. And man, it's a culture, man. I just don't understand it. When you go out and you have like a little happy hour with them, you go like, what kind of language are you talking? You know, it's like you have no, you know, you have no life outside of this little cube that you live in, you know, and they actually supply them with, you know, baseball game tickets and stuff like that. And they all go together, and it's a weird environment, dude.
It's like the company store.
They have nothing. Yeah. The company store, right?
Yeah, right? It's the company store exactly. Situation. I mean, you know, that's what they're setting up with a lot of these 15-minute cities is, you know, Google was really pioneer in that situation where they're, you know,
absolutely.
They would, you come and work here, we got everything. You can sleep here in this pod, you can eat whatever you want, you know, everything like that. And it's just like, yeah, but then, like, you work 45 hours a day type of thing, you know?
Right. Yeah. It's crazy, dude. And you're exactly right. Google was the one. I mean, they got a huge campus here. They do the same thing. Apple is another one that's here. Also, they've got, you know, all the big electronics places like Google, Apple, Amazon's here, everything. And they all have their little fucking campuses and little areas. And outside of those campuses, that's where they call those little domiciles, you know, those little 15-minute little cities. And they're not even 15-minute little cities. They're like 5-minute little cities. Yeah. And outside of that five-minute little cities, then you have your banks and your Targets and your other stuff. But those aren't too far away either. They're maybe a mile and a half away. So it's really, really – it's strange to me. It's strange to me because it never used to be like that. When I grew up in San Jose, where I grew up at, everything was just kind of spread out. You know, the malls – you know, the mall was actually the newest thing in my life, you know, having a mall. You know, having that multi-level mall that you go into that the kids – you know, we as kids went out there and fucking hang around and shit like that. That was kind of the newest thing. Before that, malls were just strip malls. And so, yeah, I'm just looking at the evolution of this stuff, and it's just like, it's almost sickening.
I thought the refrigerator was the newest thing when you were a kid.
Look at you. Look at you. He's trying to be a comedian.
No, but it's all about control. You know, they want to go back to the time when that's how things were done. I mean, when they were building towns, when they had like the gold rush, when they had, you know, we were building a railroad, when they were doing all these other things back in the day, you know, you worked and you lived for the company. You know, that's what it was. It was essentially a plantation where they technically paid you. But they had it set up to where everything goes back to them. And I mean, that's what they have that set up to an extent, but they're trying to consolidate it in these cities to where, you know, you live in the building has food and stuff like that underneath. Your work is not that far away, but like all these corporations all like basically have ownership in each other. So they all win together.
So check this out. I'm right by the airport now. So I'm driving by the airport now. So we have a city sports gym, right? And then we have a In-N-Out, a Starbucks, a Togo's, a Hickin Drip, an extra mile, an actual gas station. Then right next to that, we have the San Jose Earthquake soccer team's stadium. Okay, about a 7,500 seat stadium. And I'm driving by this right now. On the other side is San Jose Airport, where I'm going to be flying out of. And then we have next to that, we have Roku, which is your corporate entity for your entertainment. And then next to that is Yahoo, which is another corporate entertainment stuff. And then next to that, and I'm going to be passing this within the next 300 feet or so, is a great big, huge five-story condo complex that they're going to be opening up here pretty soon, complete with all the amenities underneath it. And they've even got some of that even open now. Some of the retail's open underneath that. They're going to be selling these condos for $1 million. And then right next to that is the Costco. So how long have I been talking to you? About 20, 25 seconds. That's what's in this area. You got everything here. You don't need to go outside of this area. And the airport is right across the street. Yep. Fucking crazy, dude. Just freaking crazy. Oh, yeah. I forgot. The Golden Arches is right here, too.
You got to have those. Well, I mean, from one standpoint, having the convenience of everything within walking distance is amazing, right? From a user perspective.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, it is amazing. And then these corporations, they take advantage of how it's amazing. They're like, hey, look, we'll build this amazing for you. Now what we want out of you is your life for it.
Yeah, exactly. And then they actually cut off the streets too, because they don't want you driving, which is the next thing that's going to happen. They won't do it around the airport, but I've been seeing that around some of the other areas that aren't next to like a major transportation hub or something like that. They start making one-way streets. So what used to be two-way streets are cut down to one-way streets, and they'll make one of them another an alleyway for like pedestrians and stuff. So they're cutting all that stuff off. So I think I got cut off because now I don't hear anything.
That's because you're talking.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I don't see my little VU meter going on, so that's why.
No, it's
but anyway.
Yeah, here on Purdue's campus, they used to have a road that was a one-way, two-lane up, and then like coming back the other way, it would go one-way, two-lane, but it went down like another section, right? And like it basically went around. It made it to where it was all one ways around this busy area.
Yeah.
And what they ended up doing a few years ago was they made it all two lane again, but on this one, on like the busiest hill where it would, when it was two lanes, it would always be packed with cars like going into like the center of the campus, right? Now they made it a two lane both direction, and then they took like what little extra that they had, and they made it all like an extra big sidewalk with a bike lane and all that shit. And so now it's three times more difficult to go up that road to go into campus. You have to go around.
Absolutely.
any other direction and go around, you know, because if not, you're going to be sitting there through three cycles of the same light. It's crazy.
For every company that I've worked for in my life here in the Bay Area, I've worked in the same area. So I've worked in the same actual area for three different companies in my whole career, 40-year career, basically within like a half or maybe a square mile. So I've seen the morph of the streets here. So I actually work next to Santa Clara University, which is right by the airport. There used to be a road that went straight through Santa Clara University, and you know, it was nice. It was nice going through university because you could see all the girls and everything. But to make a long story short, they actually cut that off, and now that's just a student thoroughfare. and they've built all the way around Santa Clara University now, and now that is like a little freaking area that nobody kind of goes in and out of. It's really kind of, like you said, it's kind of nice. It's kind of cool because, you know, it's kind of convenient for everybody to that lives there that they don't have to go outside of the area to go get anything. But it's also kind of weird that they've got you trapped.
Yeah, well, see, and that's the thing. I think it's a double-edged sword with having so many people in such a small area is, you know, you have all these people in a small geographical area. Well, now that causes more traffic, you know, in cars and stuff, right? And so if you can make it to where people can just go get stuff that they need by walking, well, now you just made it more convenient for them because of the situation in which they're living. And so it's like, it's I don't think it's 100% nefarious. You know, there are some nefarious, you know, they're like,
I think
they just see the opportunity and they take advantage of it. But at the same time, it's like, hey, they're fulfilling a need. When you cram a million people in one block, you know, you can't have everybody have a car, you know, you gotta make it to where they just walk everywhere and stuff like that, like New York City and all that shit, you know? And so,
we have Ubers and we have bikes and we have these razors everywhere that are just laying around. they just lay on the corners and somebody, you know, comes. I've never tried them, but I guess you just come in and you've got like a pass or something that you click onto it,
it's
or barcode or whatever. And,
it's on an app. So you download the app. You download the app and you set it up with your credit card or what your bank card or whatever. And and then like you just get on and drive and they charge you an exorbitant amount for your time or whatever. But yeah, and then when you're done, you just leave it wherever you're at.
Yeah, when those first started coming out, I'm going like, this looks like a basic theft opportunity. But I guess they've cut down on that, or they just don't do it, or make it to where it's so unattractive.
You can't steal those things because the wheels are locked unless you unlock it with the app and pay your money for it. And then it has GPS location on it and all that shit.
Yeah, there you go. A man with experience.
Yeah, I tested them out one time because they're here in the city too. I tested them out one time. Me and my two kids, we went around and we got on those things and we were driving around for like 40 minutes or something like that. It was $70.
Holy smokes. Yeah. Holy
we had fun. We had fun, but still we're like, I'm not doing that again.
Anyway. Well, I got to stop in and get donuts for the crew. So I'm going to stop here and get a little bit early. So it's my week for the donuts. So of course they get the deluxe donuts because, you know, I'm that kind of guy that likes, you know, all the good stuff. And all the rest of the time, these guys just bring in, you know, the same donuts, you know, the same dozen, but I treat them. I'm like that. I'm like that guy. Poison. But anyway,
you're poisoning everybody.
Yeah. What?
You're poisoning everybody. That's all poison.
Exactly. I'm poisoning them with sugar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sugar's poison.
And this is the one day that I get to poison myself also. So I do enjoy a nice cinnamon roll. That's my favorite, cinnamon roll. So
whatever.
I'm gonna go in there and do that. I want to thank you guys for being here and spending the week with me, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. on my commute time here on the Pacific time zone here in the perfect weather of California. And like I said, every day we're here 6 a.m. to 7 during my commute. Want to thank Jason for being here from Horrible Designs, Harkos from Apex Music Systems, and the Music Making Sense podcast. Go and check out that podcast. It's fucking excellent. So, and then we have Aaron here. He sneaks in here every time about halfway in from the I Had to Say It podcast. What a great guy. Go ahead and go give his podcast a spin. He's always entertaining. And you guys have a great weekend. We're going to be back here on Monday. And have a great day and be good to yourselves. Oh, yeah. We'll see you later, man. All right, have a good weekend.
Bye.